Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Auto insurance coverage is something that's highly personalized, so the best car insurance company for one person may not be the same for someone else. When it comes to cost, the national average for full coverage auto insurance, according to MarketWatch, is $2,008, while liability coverage will cost an average of $627. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with David Strawn, a contributing automotive writer researcher with MarketWatch. David, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be on with AM Best
today. So David, before we get started with who the best car insurance company is, what was the criteria for choosing who that best auto insurance company would be?
Well, as you alluded to, or mentioned rather directly at the top here, auto insurance policies, rates, providers, all that's a very, very personal thing. So the big qualifier here is that we are looking at who is the best overall insurer, but there is also the big heavy note that that insurer may also on a subjective level be different for everybody. So one of the things that we really try to do is evaluate things from, a wide set of objective criteria, and then also try to really put a lot of emphasis on kind of the customer experience with that. So our ratings break down into five categories. We have our industry standing category, which we make heavy use of the AM Best financial strength rating as part of that, to kind of assess just the overall sort of quality and industry standing of a company, and sort of see, how they are regarded within the various industries that sort of rate and relate to auto insurance. So the AM Best financial strength rating is a big part of that. We also include things like the Better Business Bureau rating, the number of premiums written, the market share, how long a company has been in business, things like that, to try and sort of gauge overall, like this company as a company, how do they stand within the insurance industry? Availability is mainly just, where can you get this coverage? Where can you not get this coverage? And then our other categories are kind of a little bit more, address some more like sort of subjective and choice-based things. So coverage, is kind of, everybody's got the same basic sets of coverage, but some insurers offer, neat little add-ons and optional coverages that might be different from other insurers. Things like, do they offer a telematics program, everything like that. And then costs, obviously, that's really the main information I think most people kind of want to address first. So we do a large scale analysis of what their average policies cost, what they cost for drivers in different risk categories. Do they have some blemishes on their driving record? Are they young, or they have, where do they live? How do these costs vary by where people live? Because there can be a lot of variation in between. For example, I live in North Carolina. Our premiums are a lot lower than somewhere like Michigan, but are higher than a lot of other places in the country. So, we wanted to make sure that we're analyzing rates, in a lot of different scenarios as part of that evaluation. And then the last is just the customer experience. So we had a survey that you alluded to that sort of asked about customer satisfaction. We also factored in things like JD Power studies, NAIC complaints with the BBB, really just kind of like looking for any data points that we can to kind of give us, because what we're ultimately trying to do is attach a quantitative assessment to, in that category, what's a very qualitative category, which is, really, really difficult to do. So we just try to gather as many data points as we can, especially for that end of things. So
customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
You mentioned availability of coverage. I would imagine then that small mutual companies that only write in, say, Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois then would be precluded from being able to be a part of the survey.
Well, we actually do. There's within maybe our top like 25, we do have a lot of regional and, state specific providers. One of the things that we do, though, is in addition to our big national level content, we also publish reviews for individual states. And a lot of times you might see, you know, for example, like a Southern Farm Bureau might pop up as a top choice in some areas where it serves. So on the national level, it does tend to weigh heavily towards the national level providers, but once we get down to the state level, that can change.
You alluded to this early on. The company I work for also rates auto insurance companies, AM Best. Our company, our ratings, however, are based on financial solvency. And you said that was also a factor that was considered in the ratings.
100%, because, you know, obviously from the customer side, the most important thing for an insurance customer is when I need my company, are they going to be there for me and can they pay those claims quickly? And companies that, you know, obviously like the A++ AM Best rating is the gold standard in this industry. And so if a company has that rating from AM Best, then we know like there, you don't have to worry about whether this company has the ability to pay your claim quickly and completely. So that is an extremely important data point for us. We thank you for the work that you do on that, on that rating, because it really helps us a lot.
So according to your survey, who were the top auto insurers and who were at the other end of the spectrum?
So at the national level, this most recent one that we've done, Travelers and State Farm, USAA, Nationwide, and Geico are our largest, like, big national providers. That crack the top of that list. Progressive is also up there. Liberty Mutual, Country Financial. Some of the regional providers that made the top of that list are Erie, if you want to count them as regional. They're not quite as widespread as some of the others, but Southern Farm Bureau pops up in there. NJM pops up in there. Central Insurance, a couple of those. And then for sort of the bottom of the list, we do get into a lot of smaller providers. It's mainly a lot of regional providers that get down there towards the bottom of the list, just because, you know, a lot of times they don't have the resources or the reach or even the financial strength rating that would put them more towards the top of that list. We do, you know, most of the national providers finish probably within the top half of our study. The ones that fell towards the bottom half of that tended to be smaller, more regional providers.
So what would you say the big takeaway is from the survey?
Well, the big takeaway one is that no one insurer is going to be best for everybody. There are some that if you are just kind of like, I just want to pick a familiar name that I can trust, you know, your Travelers, your State Farm, your USAA, your Geico's, Nationwide. Those guys, they tended to perform really, really well in our study. The other thing, though, is that because of this, because rates are so, and policies and everything are so personalized, that the most important thing from the customer side to do is to, you know, you can get free rate quotes from pretty much any provider these days online. It's super easy. You might sign yourself up for a bunch of annoying emails or phone calls, but once you get there, like, you'll have the ability to compare the rates that you get from providers. And some of the, like, we listed Travelers as best for most drivers. And what that means is that, like, you know, you should always check with Travelers for a quote. Some of the other ones might be like, well, I'm a member of the military, or my mom's a member of the military. And some of them are just kind of better for different scenarios. But there can be, even between top rated providers, there can be hundreds of dollars in the cost of a policy over the course of a year between two providers for the same driver, same exact policy, everything like that. So one of the big takeaways, perhaps the biggest takeaway, is that, look, you've got a lot of good options for auto insurance. Some are going to be better than others for you, and those might not be the same as your neighbor or even someone sharing your household. So the best thing that you can do is sort of shop around and take that time to do that legwork, because you can save a ton of money by doing that. And you may find an insurer that just works better for you that might be a little further down our list. But just given your own driver profile and your scenario, might actually just be a better provider for you.
No one size fits all.
That's absolutely correct. That's true in a lot of industries. I can't think of too many industries where that is more true than in auto insurance.
David, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me. I will be back anytime you want me.
That was David Strawn, a contributing automotive writer researcher with MarketWatch. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day, find out more by contacting our advertising services business development team at 908-882-1706.